Hello, if you're the James at MMA Legal, how can I help?
Hi there. I just received an email about updating details. It was in regards to this my mum.
Oh yeah, it's just we just sent an email to all of our clients just to make them aware that we changed our telephone number.
Oh right, okay. I'm sorry. I just scanned through it and thought it was something important. Whilst I've got you on the phone, can you tell me if you're any further forward or not?
Yeah, just give me one moment while I just load up the file. Due to data protection reasons, I will need you to just answer three questions in regards to your mother's file, if that is okay.
I can actually get her to come on the phone and just give permission. She's here right now.
Yeah, that's fine.
Mum, hang on.
I'll still need to ask your mum three data protection questions.
All right, okay, that's fine. If you do that first, and then I can, You're the guy we spoke to before, yeah.
Hello, yeah. Is this Joe?
Yeah. I'll put my mum on. Hang on.
Yeah, no problem.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm not so bad. Yourself?
Fine, thank you.
Good to hear. Just for data protection purposes, I need to ask you three questions, just so I can be able to talk to you about, obviously, your application, and as well as you to verbally confirm that you allow for your daughter to speak on your behalf in this phone call. Is that okay?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Brilliant. Can you just confirm to me your date of birth, please?
The 30th of the 9th, 1949.
Brilliant. And your postal address?
Seven Hillcrest Terrace.
Brilliant, that is perfectly fine. And then finally, just the postcode.
G71 8LG.
Brilliant. Yeah, that's perfectly fine. So I can confirm that we passed data protection now, so I can speak to you in regards to your application.
Yes.
I'll just grab the phone back, sorry.
No.
My mum's upstairs in bed.
Yeah, don't worry, it's perfectly fine. In regards to an update on to your mother's application in regards to the Scottish Redress Scheme, we've sent out 7 subject access requests to your local GPs, councils, and as well as National Records Scotland,
yeah,
in relation to when your mother's time in care. We've received 3 back out of the 7. There are further information which I'd like to actually recover from you now whilst you're on the phone.
Yeah.
National Records Scotland, the way they have their index, they don't actually label it under a person's name. It would be under the person's parents' name as well as the address they was at immediately before care. So if possible, could you please clarify your mother's parents' names?
Mary Gallagher.
Mary
Gallagher.
Can you just can you just spell that for me, please, if that's okay?
I don't know how you spell the Gallagher. I think it's G-A-L-L-A-G-H-E-R, I think. And our father's name is John Lennon.
No problem.
I don't know. There's no addresses. Like, my mum's no documents. She's not even got her birth certificate or adoption certificate. So
yeah. Hopefully we'll be able to retrieve it from the local councils anyway, to obviously see any form of identification. And as well, does your mother remember her address before she went into the care system?
It doesn't
need to be the full address.
Barrow and Furness. That's all she knows. She was born in Barrow and Furness. That's all she knows.
That's perfectly fine, in fairness. Okay, that's essentially the only information we'd actually really need from you at this moment in time in regards
Yeah.
to any of the subject access requests. The next time we get in contact with yourself or your mother in regards to this application, it'll be to book her in for a witness statement. So we'll just call first to see what date and time is best available for your mother, because it will probably be a bit of a lengthy phone call.
All right, okay, that's fine, yeah.
All right, no problem. Is that everything, or is there anything else I can do for
Yeah,
you today?
no, that's fine. Thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Have a lovely
Have a
day.
good weekend. You
You
too.
too. Thank
Bye.
you.